to talk to a lot of people, have a lot of fellowship. And that's something that's so needed in our day and age, isn't it? We don't want to just run into church and run back out. We want to see each other, talk with each other, share with each other. And most of you know I am pastor to the senior citizens in this church. And any senior citizens in this town that want me to pastor to them, I'll do it. This coming Friday, we have a get-together. It's called Wise Guys, because we think we are. And it's at CC's Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I host this get-together. We have a door prize for the men and a door prize for the ladies. And you can have pie and ice cream or french fries or a salad, whatever you want. And I'll stand and tell jokes while you eat. We have a lot of fun. And believe me, folks, we have some people that are underage that come and enjoy it too. So if you feel like that might be something that's fun, come on. Wise Guys, 2 o'clock Friday. We're going to go ahead into the sermon here shortly. And before we do, I want to explain to you the only program we have on our computer is ESV, English Standard Version. So when they have to put up the verses for us at this time now, that's the version you get. But you will hear me in the sermon quoting from King James and from the Amplified and from the Living Bible, probably NIV. I dance around a lot. But we'll see the scripture. Most of the time they run true to form, but the one scripture that I wanted for this sermon this morning is totally different than the King James Version, but we'll live with it, and it'll be okay. Join me as we pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this privilege of opening your word and sharing it together. Open our hearts, and Lord, open our minds to hear, to receive what you would say to us today. Lord, may your anointing be upon me. We know it's already on your word. May I be true to it. Jesus, have your way in this service and in every heart. In your precious name, amen. When it comes to being a Christian, I think of myself as a very dedicated and sold out person for God. I love Jesus. I love to serve him. I want my life to be his. He's been dealing with me for some time now. I preached this sermon at one of my evening services not very long ago. So some of you people who were in that service, you may remember it very well. I think it was a year ago. And ever since, it stayed with me and convicted me. And when I was praying about this service today, God spoke to my heart to do this message. It's not an easy message to swallow, as sometimes God's word is like that. You know, it's sharp, it's quick, and it cuts. And sometimes this message is like that. So we're going to have up on the board Proverbs 23:7a. And I'm reading from the King James. Proverbs 23, verse 7a. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that's where God stopped me. You'll see up there, he's like one who is inwardly calculating. And I stopped there. And though that Bible says calculating, and the King James says, as you think in your heart, so are you. It's saying, as a person is inside themselves calculating, thinking. Whatever I'm thinking is in my heart. God says that's who you really are. Wow. I thought that, you know, I could just think and not be too concerned about it. I may think I'm a totally sold out Christian, but when I stop and consider the way I think a lot of times, how do I think about others? And God says to me, Emma, that's who you really are. Your thoughts are not separate from who you are. How you're thinking, that's who you are. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I've been ashamed time and again. I'm reading verses 6 and 7. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Be careful who you eat with, join with, spend your time with, break bread with. Sometimes you think that person is your pal, your buddy, someone you can share intimate thoughts with. But what are they thinking? And the Bible says a lot of times they're not thinking good of you. In other words, the Bible tells us people stab people in the back. Oh, did you just learn that today? Not if you're old as I am. It's no news, is it? But what are you thinking? Bible says that person, if they're an evil person, their heart is not with you. As they think in their heart, that's who they are. People will pretend to want your company, and they're often not thinking well of you. That's what that person's really like. I really felt that when we lived in Japan. The people would bow to you and smile. Oh yes. And all the time you had this feeling, if they could get their hands on you. Yeah. So that's who the person is, what they're thinking. As God has spoken to me about this, I find I need to correct what I'm thinking every day. You know, your Christian walk, you're going to have times that you hear a sermon and you get a victory. You pray about that, what you hear. I trust today you'll pray about what you hear and you'll get victory. What I found with my thinking, I'll go along pretty good for a while, and then I'll catch myself. I'm going to be very open with you and share some of the thoughts that I've had. I hope you don't fall out of the pew. Yeah. It's very easy for me to think bad thoughts. And then God pulls me up short and says, Emma, that's who you really are. I might look at someone and in my mind think, she's fat. And God says, Emma, that's the kind of person you are if you go around thinking something like that. I might be out driving and someone kind of cuts me off and I think, he's a rotten driver. God already has convicted me about shaking my head and giving them dirty looks. But I think something. I wonder if she dyes her hair. You know, this week up at camp, someone actually asked me if my hair was natural. I suppose I see young people now today dyeing their hair white. So I guess it's something some people do really want. That's great. I says, are you talking about the color or the curl? Can tell what he was thinking, huh? Have you ever thought, why don't they shut that kid up? But you're smiling ever so nice. How about, I sure wish that pastor would shut up. Oh, you never thought that. Just a few of the thoughts that I've had. I'm trying not to, working on it. Maybe you've had some kind of like that. God wants us to realize that is who we are. It brings us up short, doesn't it? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We like to believe no one knows our thoughts. We don't have to share them. We also think we would like to know what another person is thinking, especially if they've been quiet or pensive for a while. You know, that's where that saying comes from, penny for your thoughts. Do you really want to know? Think about it. Stick around for a while with a person, and it won't take long, and you'll know who they are, because what's in that thought pattern will come out of here. It has a sneaky way of doing that. Matthew 12:34-35. Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 and 35. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. The thoughts that are in your heart, what you're thinking, will eventually come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, says. You get to know who a person really is as you listen to how they talk. Beware. These bad thoughts you have will eventually come out of your mouth. That's scary when you realize sometimes the things you're thinking is stinking thinking. Be careful. How many times do we say, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Oh, I put my foot in my mouth. Huh? But that's who you are. You were thinking it. It was in your heart. God wants us to get that straightened out. What you're thinking is going to come out. Jesus knew what his followers were thinking, just like he knows what we're thinking. But so many times he would ask them. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan? Guy wanted to know who his neighbor was, and God told him the story of the Good Samaritan, where the Levite and the priest walked by this guy that had got beaten up and paid no attention. But the Samaritan, who was an enemy, came along and tended this fella. Jesus said, who was the neighbor? Who do you think the neighbor was. He knew what he was thinking. The guy that took care of him. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And they give him all this line of thought people had about him. He says, "Who do you think I am?" He knew their thoughts. He knows your thoughts. But I wonder sometimes, does he question us? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Our thoughts reveal who we are. God wants us to control our thinking. God wants us to control our thinking. We get very good at controlling our actions, huh? As you grow in Christ, oh yeah, we grow. Praise the Lord, we do. We better. If you're not growing, something's really wrong. But when it comes to our thoughts, how much are we growing to correct them, to get them in line with his thinking and what he wants? He says we're going to be judged by our words, and we've already read that our words come from our thinking, from our heart. And we're going to be judged. So Matthew 12, 36 and 37. "I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Well, if what I'm thinking is who I am, and what I'm thinking eventually comes out of my mouth, Jesus is saying, I'm going to be judged by every word. No excuse. We cannot go on letting ourselves think bad thoughts. What we think is really the person that we are. And what we think will make its way out of our mouths. And then we'll stand before God and be judged for the things that we've said. I know the message is challenging, but we must, as Christians, take control of our thinking. We live in a day where the enemy is bombarding our thought process if he can. So we need to realize God wants us to be thinking in a way that pleases him. And we can do it. We can do it. I'm quoting from the Amplified Bible, Romans 2:16. "On that day when, as my gospel proclaims, God by Jesus Christ will judge men in regard to the things which they conceal, their hidden thoughts. Jesus said to even think." Now remember, Jesus said, "To even think of having sex with a woman that you've committed adultery." That's how powerful your thinking is. If you're playing around with pornography, this ought to really get you. To even think it in your heart. Now, what are you thinking? We're still human. We walk, we live in this world, in this flesh, and we have to take control of what we're thinking ourselves. It's up to you. It's up to me. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Look at those scriptures. He's saying, we get a hold of what we're thinking. We get a grip on it. We're not fighting a carnal battle. We're not fighting an enemy we can see. And he said, casting down. You cast your imaginations down. You stop thinking like that. I've been working on this for a year since I first preached this message, and I'm still working on it today, but I'm getting better. At, you know, when I think a thought that's not nice, he convicts me. He convicts me. He's helping me. I can't fight thoughts on my own. Neither can you. What we're thinking and allowing in our thinking is a spiritual battle. And we must want to change our thinking. And we must use God's weapons. His weapons are mighty, it says. We'll take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The weapons of our war against the devil and ugly things, mean thinking. God helps us. He gives us the weapons. In Ephesians 6, you know these weapons of your warfare. Most of you know these verses by heart. Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Realize, please, the only time that you're going to get this message in your mind and heart is with God's help. I mean, you can't just slap yourself and say, I'm not going to think like that. But you can say, God, I do not want to have this kind of thinking in my life. I know it displeases you, and I know you want it out. Help me. Help me. So he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Realize you are strong in him. Realize that. Put on the whole armor of God, you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand. Stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking a shield of faith, wherewith ye will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You make the stand. You make the stand. You take God's armor. You take the shield of faith. You take salvation. You take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We have to take control of our thinking. Who are you? Who are you? I don't think any one of you would want to tell me what your thoughts have been lately. And we are what we think. You're the person that you're thinking. As a man thinketh in his thoughts, so is he. We have to bring our every thought into obedience to Jesus. Here are scriptures that will help us get rid of ugly thought patterns. Philippians 4:8. You need these scriptures with you all the time. You need to have them so that as thoughts come. And let's face it, because we live this life and we're confronted by situations and people that are going to cause us to think things that we don't want to think, we need these scriptures in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And I guarantee you, if you'll take those verses, when you think something you don't want to think, because you know it's not good thinking, remember that. And God will help you. As you claim his word, and you say, oh, I got to think of something pure. I got to think of something holy. I got to think of something good. Get that thought out of me, Lord. Don't let me hold that bitterness in my heart. Get that thought out of me. Don't let me think about that. Lord, let it be something lovely and good. Give me that, Lord. Read those scriptures. Think about those scriptures. Claim those scriptures. That's part of your weapons against the enemy. He wants you thinking bad. He wants you thinking bad. So, you know, you've got to get a hold of this and think the way God wants. That was in the King James, and I loved it. In the Living Bible, it says, and now, brothers, as I close this letter, let me say this one more thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely, and dwell on the fine good things in others. She's really nice. She's lovely. She's so good to me. Think good things about others. All that you can praise God for and be glad about. You are what you think. Your thoughts will come out of your mouth. And God is going to judge you for the words that come out of your mouth. It's up to you to engage God's help and use his weapons to fight against the evil and the ugly. Who are you? If any of you have been listening to me minister any time at all, you will know one of my favorite scriptures. And I'm going to close with that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do. What is he able to do? You know that verse. Exceedingly abundantly. Above all that we ask or think. The little train. I think I can. 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 I think I can be what God wants me to be. I think I can think good thoughts. I think God can help me think good. I think I can. I think I can. I won't think that anymore. Thank you, God. You are what you think. It's not a very pleasant thought, I know. But remember this. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Have you got the power? We've got the power in the Holy Ghost. He lives in us. In him we live and breathe and have our being, the Bible says. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Would you stand? This is not the kind of a message you usually would give an altar call, but you need to know that these altars are always open. And if you come up and want to pray about anything in your life, or if you want to pray for someone else that you know has stinking thinking, come and do it. Thank you for your attentiveness. Thank you all for praying for me. I know many of you said you have been praying for me, and God enables me to open his word, and I thank you. Most of all, I thank him. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the conviction, Holy Spirit, that you put in our hearts. We ask today that you would give us the strength and the wisdom and your word to stand against thoughts we should not have. Set us free, Lord, for the things that would grip our minds and tear us down. Set us free today. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Now, let your hand rest upon these people as they go to their homes, go to their jobs. Be with them. Watch over them. May your grace abound in each life. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you.